Get an all-access experience with player interviews, exclusive practice information, and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else. This is South Philly Sauce, hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
I think the biggest question for most Flyers fans is this team set in stone now? Now that Mitch Cobb is over, that was by far the biggest question mark for the roster coming up this season. And Danny Breer has been pretty honest. It doesn't seem like they're going to make any big splash additions. Do you think there's anything else, Al?
I don't think anything big. I mean, the St. Louis Blues kind of shook everybody up, making a couple of offers to Edmonton Oilers players. And I don't think it was as big a deal as everybody's making it out to be. Second round pick for signing guy to an offer sheet. I don't think they could have got in a trade, maybe. So I don't think the Flyers are going to be involved in anything big right now. I think they want to see what kind of team they have early in the year and to move on from there. Remember, you mentioned Mitch Cobb. You've got guys coming in. I will say, if there's interest in some Flyers players, it could, like, Farabee, if somebody calls and says, you know, we really like this guy, and I don't know why you wouldn't, but I think if the other team calls, they could be tempted that way. But I really think they have looked at this roster right now, and this is what we have. Plus, they're kind of strapped financially. You know, they're paying players that aren't even playing, you know, the buyouts and the Hayes situation. There's not much money, wiggle room in terms of money. So I think that's another situation. So I believe that we're going to go into camp basically like what you have right now, with huge spotlights in terms of the hockey and media in Philadelphia and hockey fans in Philadelphia, looking at obviously Mitch Cobb and Drysdale and to see what do we have there? How big is that going to be? And it's unfortunate that the goaltending again is a question mark. Now, you've only been here a couple of years, so you haven't lived through the, oh my God, Flyers goaltending. What are you going to do with the goaltending? You know, gone through this guy, went and got that guy. We got the one Russian, didn't look like he could play at all. Brizgalov goes out. It's like, well, now that's, well, it's not settled again. And I think there's some stress there on the part of Flyers fans. That's why I think that there's pressure. I've talked to people out of the market, goaltenders out of the market, and they say, that's really tough in Philly. They're really tough on their goaltenders, the fans. It's because they've waited for so long. Mm-hmm. And then it looked like, oh my God, now they've got a couple of really good goaltenders. Now we're back to that question mark situation again. So we'll see what they have. I don't think there'll be many big moves. I know that they have to be happy with the fan response so far and what's gone on. I mean, their request for tickets is very, very high comparatively to what's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. And the optimism lever. And that's direct correlation, right? You're not going to buy something if you're not optimistic. I'm certainly not going to go, I might like Mitch Cobb, but I don't want to go watch team lose every night just to see the guy. No.
Well, I'll do it once, but I'm not going to do it for season tickets.
Yeah. But they're getting it. I mean, the people are interested in the season tickets. They're really quite happy, their front office, on what's happened in terms of interest in this team right now. So I think that's why the goaltender is going to feel it right from the beginning. We're going to be focused on that. And, you know, people, we looked at the top end of this, but, you know, losing another prospect who I think, as I mentioned before, is not going to come back. I think that's also pretty stinging because I think that was a pretty, pretty high prospect in terms of what could happen. And, you know, you can understand he's making, you know, comes over as 22-year-old, I guess, 22, I think. And all of a sudden there's a 28-year-old Russian goaltender in front of you, you know, for at least a couple of years. And that's going to be distressing a little bit.
I get it. But the good thing about the Flyers right now is that they have options. And really, when you think about the goaltending situation, I understand that Flyers fans want something more subtle because they haven't had it in so long. But if you think about hockey as a whole, realistically, only a handful of markets have a set in stone, really settled power for goaltending presence. I mean, I think of Tampa, I think of New York, I think of the Florida Panthers. But once you get past those teams out, it's a situation like the Flyers where you have maybe a 1A, an A minus, a B plus. Like, it's so rare to find that A plus stabilizing force for, you know, 8+ years.
Well, unfortunately, you're mentioning teams in the East.
Yeah.
Well, you've got, you know, the Russian in New York. You've got, you know, the Russian in Tampa. You've got the Russian in Florida. And you've got the Russian on the Islanders. And, you know, you've got really good goaltending there. And that's why when you look at it in terms of, or the top goaltender in those teams, and that's why we mentioned the Devils, if they could have.
If they can just figure it out.
If they could have got that top guy, it would have been so different. And that's why when you look at it and you say, well, you know, other teams are going through, but the Flyers are up against those teams. Mm-hmm. And even Boston, we had two exceptional goaltenders playing for them. So that's why I was like, oh my, when you go into matchups in the playoffs, you go, all right, let's match up the goaltenders. And that's huge. It's like, well, I don't want to go match up with Florida. We'll match up with the Islanders. No. We'll match up with the Rangers. We don't want to match up. It's like, oh my
Lord. No one left.
Well, that you know, it's a big difference. The hope is, you know, if Mitchkov's that good, the power play gets fixed. There's a big difference in a goaltender that has to be, I'm going to say perfect, but can't give up anything because you don't think your team can make up for it. As opposed to, all right, didn't have the greatest night. Maybe one gets by that maybe thought maybe you should have had, but we've got enough firepower and we get on a power play, we're back in. So I think that end of it could certainly mitigate if there's any softness in the goaltending.
Yeah, and that certainly was not the case for most of last season. And that is South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. Al, what are you talking about next week? Let's do another tease.
Well, next week, we'll take a deep dive into the division, I think, on what's gone on and, you know, who's got pluses, minuses, like that. You can't win in the offseason, but it's interesting to see what you're up against in the offseason.